I'm Dan Klefstad.
Illinois enters phase four of its reopening plan today, and Governor J.B. Pritzker is encouraging people to stay safe. Pritzker notes the coronavirus has not gone away, and he says there will be more opportunities for the virus to spread.
That's why I'm not afraid to protect the people of Illinois by moving a region back to an earlier phase if we see a surge. Ours will not be one of the states that takes no action in response to a return to the peak.
Pritzker says social distancing and face coverings are important components for the continued fight against the virus. Meanwhile, a clinician with a drug rehab center says more patients have been admitted into their facility since the pandemic started. Olivia Mitchell has more.
Mercedes Kent is the clinical supervisor of the Springfield Outpatient Department at Gateway Foundation, a drug and alcohol treatment center. She explains how the pandemic led to an uptick in opioid overdoses.
People had unemployment. They had a decrease in funding. There's isolation. Sometimes they were thrust into poverty, idle time, boredom. And this is really kind of a national relapse trigger.
Kent says due to the stay-at-home order, there might not be anyone there to call 911 or administer Narcan to individuals who overdose. Kent says Gateway Foundation in Springfield admits 35 to 40 patients per week at the residential facility and serves between 75 to 100 people per day in both telehealth and in-person groups for alcohol and drug treatment. I'm Olivia Mitchell.
The Illinois Secretary of State's office is seeing a surge in online license plate sticker renewals. Secretary of State Jesse White is encouraging residents to sign up for renewal notices by email because of the pandemic. The service also allows customers to renew their license stickers online. Within the first 3 weeks of June, the office experienced a 103% increase in this type of renewal. To register, drivers need their vehicle registration card or a past renewal notice with their registration ID and PIN numbers. Currently, more than 2.8 million drivers have signed up to receive reminder notices by email. To learn more, visit the Secretary of State's website. And the Illinois Department of Public Health is launching a tool to help assess the threat of the coronavirus in your area. You can find this information on the Illinois Department of Public Health's website by clicking the Coronavirus Disease banner. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. The Jackson County Health Department has announced that the state of Illinois has set up a temporary COVID-19 testing site at the Southern Illinois University Recreation Center parking lot. The site is open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through July 5th. It will, however, be closed June 28th and July 4th. There's no cost to be tested at the site. It's open to all Illinois residents. You should bring an insurance card if you have one, but no one will be turned away for lack of an insurance card. The residents should enter the site on South Marion Street and can arrive by car, bicycle, or on foot. Illinois will move into phase four of the recovery plan today, a move welcomed by many businesses. Cherie Koppel owns R&J Laser Tag in Woodlawn. She says March, April, and May were bad on the bottom line since her company was deemed non-essential.
I mean, we lost a lot of profit when it hit and they closed the schools.
Phase four means businesses can open at 50% capacity, along with careful cleaning. Koppel says the guns are cleaned after every use.
All the guns get disinfected and then they get put up. And the mini golf, everybody gets their own club and then we get them disinfected before anybody else touches them.
While Koppel says she is looking forward to the next phase, she points out she has a friend with a similar business that won't be able to open at all this year. With businesses reopening, the state's reopening plan, people will be looking forward to getting back to work. New unemployment data shows Carbondale-Marion metro area saw the second highest jump in unemployment in May compared to the same month a year ago. It's 7:21. I'm Leah Lerner.